ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले, स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं दधाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर, श्रीवासवि गौरभक्त वृन्द। हरे कृष्णा हरे वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। श्रीमतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं, हृदयं तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, the chapter number 1. The title of the chapter is The History of the Life of Ajamir, text number 63.
Than
Nimitta
Swara
Vyaja
Graha
Grasto
Vichetanaha
ग्रहग्रस्तो विचेतनः ताम् एव मनसा ध्यायन् स्वधर्मात् विरारामः तन्निमित्तस्मरव्याज ग्रहग्रस्तो विचेतनः तामेव मनसा ध्यायन् स्वधर्मात् विररामः तन्निमित्तस्मरव्याज ग्रहग्रस्तो विचेतनः तामेव मनसा ध्यायन् स्वधर्मा विररामः Tatnimitta. Caused by the sight of her. Smaravyaja. Taking advantage of his thinking of her always. Grahagrastha. Being caught by an eclipse. Vichetanaha. Having completely forgotten his real position. Tham. Her. Eva. Suddenly. Manasa. By the mind. Dhyayan. Meditating upon. So Dharmat. From the regulative principles. Executed by a Brahmana. Virarama. He completely ceased. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the same way that the sun and the moon are eclipsed by a low planet, the Brahmana lost all his good sense. Taking advantage of his situation, he always thought of the prostitute, and within a short time he took her as a servant in his house and abandoned all the regulative principles of a Brahmana. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By speaking these words, Sukadeva Goswami wants to impress upon the mind of the reader that Ajamila's exalted position as a Brahmana was vanquished by his association with the prostitute. So much so that he forgot all his Brahminical activities. Nevertheless, at the end of his life, by chanting the four syllables of the name Narayana, he was saved from the gravest danger of falling down. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even little devotional service can save one from the greatest danger. Devotional service, which begins with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is so powerful that even if one falls down from the exalted position of a Brahmana through sexual indulgence, he can be saved from all calamities if he somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord. This is the extraordinary power of the Lord's holy name. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is advised that one not forget the chanting of the holy name even for a moment. Satatam kirtayanto maam yatantaschad dhridavrataha. There are so many dangers in this material world that one may fall down from the exalted position at any time. Yet, if one keeps himself always pure and steady by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will be safe without a doubt.
Tannimitta smaravyaja grahagrasto vichetanaha tameva manasa dhyayan swadharma viraramaha.
So there is a word here in this sloka, dhyayan. Where does it come? Anywhere else have you heard the word dhyayan? You would have heard. Huh? Yes? Dhyayato pumsa sankasteshu vajayate sanghat sanjayate kama kamat krodo vijayate krodat bhavati sammoha sammoha smriti vibhrama smriti bhramsha buddhi nasa pranashyate. So this is a exact, this is dhyayana, meditating. If you meditate on some things, we contemplate the objects of the senses. Dhyayato vishayam pumsa. And then sankasteshu bhajayate. Because when you contemplate the objects of the senses, and then the mind is dwelling on them. This is exactly, this is what happening in this particular episode, where Ajamila's situation is exemplified by this dhyayana. And Srila Prabhupada says here, by speaking these words, Sukadeva Goswami wants to impress upon the mind of the reader that Ajamila's exalted position as a Brahmana was vanquished by his association with the prostitute. So much so that he forgot all his Brahminical activities. So this is the problem. Because by association, we develop all these things by association. It's not that somebody is born a thief or born a robber or born a woman hunter or not. Nothing happens like that by association. What we associate with, we get that also. If we associate with saintly people, we also get some of the saintly qualities, we inherit some of them. But when we associate with the non-saintly people or a sadhu, then we also get some of the qualities. So that is why it is very, very, very important. The most important thing in this spiritual life is sadhusanga. These five potent principles. What are the five potent principles in devotional life? As in the Rupa Goswami says, Anukulya Sankalpa is there. Sadhu Sangha. By the Nama Kirtan. Maturavas, Bhagavad Shravan, Shraddhaya, Srimurti Seva. Because that is why in that one, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the very, very essential thing. Because by associating with sadhus only, we can hope to give up any of these base qualities. Otherwise, it is not possible. In the Kali Yuga, actually, Ajamil saw one Sudra, one Sudrani. But in the Kali Yuga, it's very difficult. You go outside, everywhere, this is all the same thing is happening. This is bombarded. We are bombarded with all these type of scenes only. This is the situation. And what can you do? Best thing is remain at home. That's not possible. You can't just always say, stay at home. Stay at home also is not a... what happened to, there was one Muni. He thought that this outside world is very, very dangerous. So we go into the water. What was that Muni? Which Muni? Saubari. Saubari Muni. He thought outside world is lot of problems, lot of distraction, lot of problems here. Let me go inside the water and meditate. Then what happened? Then he saw two fishes mating. And then he got up and then he started, like, hey, now I want to engage in the life, not like a material life. So this is what the situation is. So it is not a solution. So that is why Srimad Bhagavatam is so wonderful, not just only talking about the problem. If we keep on talking about the problem, who is interested? We don't want only talk about the problem. Yes, the problem and there is a solution. That is why in this verse I find Srila Prabhupada explains the purport very nicely. The cause of the fall down is first explained. What is the cause of the fall down? Association, bad association, or just seeing this type of activities, and then constant meditation, meditating on that. Okay, seeing something, okay. Sometimes in Kali Yuga, you just go outside. You can't just like a Dhritarashtra or Gandhari, like Gandhari, close your eyes, like I just put that kind of this thing, parda, like I won't be able to see anything. Not possible. Actually, we have things also, nice things to see also. Supreme Lord is there. We have beautiful forms of the Lord. That is thing to see. And also, there are some things which you don't have to see. So, that is why we have to use our intelligence. So, that is, these things are mentioned here. So, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains this. This is the exalted position he was there, but it was vanquished by his association with the prostitute. So much so, he forgot all his brahminical activities. Similar thing happened also somewhere else. A person lost all his interest in the brahminical activities. The last canto. Anyone remember which person? Hare Krishna. Actually, this class is whatever you are doing now that can be done later. Because the class is there something to observe. Like you heard about the takeaway? Takeaway. What is takeaway? Take away prasadam, they give in the pocket. That's take away.
It's what you learn.
Yes. Because very important, because you are spending your valuable time, 1 hour time or 45 minutes time you are spending. Yes, I'm sure you are doing something very valuable, but the benefit of Bhagavatam is, like if you get one sentence of this Bhagavatam, I'm not talking Prabhupada's words actually, I'm not talking about my words, even get one sentence out of Srimad Bhagavatam, if you take home, then that your life will be successful. Even one sentence is sufficient, even half a sentence is sufficient. So that is why it is very, very important when we say Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Because Nityam Bhagavata Seva means every day chanting the holy name, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you can spend, yeah, I know you have other things, the other assignments and other things may be there. But if you can just give oral reception even for fraction of a second, that will save you. So please, sir. So here there was one personality, and I won't get into the detail. Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj also had a similar problem. He was attached to a deer. So Jamil was attached to this prostitute, and then he gave up everything. And then Bharat Maharaj also, he had a similar problem. He was also attached to this one deer at the time of death. So at the time of death, what happened was, so then he was thinking about the deer, then he had to become a deer. The nature's law works actually. Nature's law works. It doesn't spare. Oh, the child. Oh, no, we should not disturb the child. The child is touching the fire. Inside the fire there is a flow chart. If it's less than 4 years old, don't burn. More than 5 years old, then burn. No, it doesn't have work like that. Fire means burn. So what we should know. So that is why. So but it's not all complete loss or anything. Yes, he performed so many activities in the beginning. Not only the beginning, the whole life. Actually, Bharat Maharaj's case was much more exalted actually. Compared to Ajamil, Bharat Maharaj's case. Bharat Maharaj already in the Baba platform, which everybody in the language, this Baba platform is just one step below the Prema platform. So what a wonderful situation. So even that situation, if somebody is not careful, this thing can happen. What to talk of anything, taking things casually or just do something, whatever we think, you know, it doesn't work like that. So here Prabhupada says, nevertheless, at the end of his life, by chanting the four syllables of the name Narayana, he was saved from the gravest danger of falling down. So this is Srila Prabhupada in one of the lectures, he is explaining, Grahagrastha Vichetana. Grahagrastha means ghostly haunted. Grahagrastha Vichetana. So Srila Prabhupada says, we are ghostly haunted. Ghostly haunted. And Acharyas are saying, this is another famous song, Pisachi Paile Yena Matichana Hai Maya Grastha Jivera Sei Dasa Upajaya. Ghostly haunted or inspired by the witches, one becomes so mati channa, he becomes bewildered and his intelligence becomes scattered. Mati channa means intelligence becomes scattered. And that is the condition of all the living entities within this material world in different degree. Everyone is ghostly haunted, and this is the ghostly haunted means, you know, like different things. For people, somebody, maybe somewhere, some other attraction. So this person may be the attraction to the prostitute. Somebody else may be attraction to some drinking, some other gambling, something. So many things are there. This is what Matichana. Matichana, this buddhi is like a bewildered. Buddhi is bewildered by these activities. So the material world, most of the people are like that only, except a few. That is why Krishna says, Manushyanam Sahasreshu. Out of thousands and thousands of men, only very few are very fortunate enough to come into this association. If you see, there is one going to be a big footy match or something, how many people will be there? Hundreds and thousands of people will be there, standing there. And now, and they will be standing in the line also. They won't mind going in the line. But here, if you are reading some Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or something, only a handful of people are there. Because this is the problem, Mati Charna. Because for this type of things, lot of interest there. But for real subject matter, what we should be interested in, not many people. This is our Kali Yuga, this is the problem. The problem of Kali Yuga is like where the interest has to go, the interest is not going. Where the interest should not go, the interest is going. And this is our problem. So then Srila Prabhupada, that's why, you know, this is an exalted position. One may be in a very exalted position. But even that exalted position will be vanquished by association, by bad association. This is what in that sloka also what we Anusha said, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa Sangasteshu Bajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kama Krodo Vijayate. Quantum, because the objects of the senses are there and the obvious senses are also there. So nobody can deny that. Okay, the senses have some activity, senses are seeing something. But that is not a problem. But if you contemplate on that, what do you mean by contemplate? What is contemplation? Keep thinking. Keep thinking about that. That is the problem. Because, see, if you just see something and then just go away, no problem. You are not going to be affected by that.
This is Kali Yuga. We're just thinking only, there's no problem. Previous class, different rules. You think about that only you get sinful reaction. But Kali Yuga, if you have sinful reaction, you will have only sinful reaction, only nothing else. That is why God is very merciful. Okay, in Kali Yuga, no problem. You think about that, that's all right. It just like goes away. But then thinking, feeling, willing, and an action. Like this is mano, vak, kaya. Mana, thinking in the mind, and mano, then vak, then comes in the words, and then kaya. Then you perform through the body. So then that's the problem. So we have to be careful. And that is why it says, by contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment, lust develops, and from lust, anger arises. Because when something is not fulfilled, you get angry. There is a natural. How sequentially Lord is addressing, how the fellow falls down into this material pool is explained here. From anger, complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost, and intelligence is lost, one falls down into the material pool. So this is the situation. Just a story actually, okay, otherwise I may not be able to catch your attention. There was two sadhus were walking down there, and they were about to cross the river, and then there is a lady came, because the river crossing is not easy, the lady needed some help. So the lady came and pleaded to the sadhu, please, I want to cross the river, can you please carry me, or can you help me? So then one sadhu thought, no, it's not enough our business, we are sadhu. What do we have to do with the ladies? So then, but our sadhu, what he did was, he just, yes, yeah, I will carry you. Just carried her on the shoulder and then went all the way. Crossed the river. So then they started walking. So then walking, this sadhu is not talking to this sadhu is like staring at this sadhu. So keep on going for 1 mile they passed. And then once, finally that sadhu, pick up the lady. He was telling this, what you have done is wrong. What? Hey, you carried that lady. Yeah. Then he said, yes, I carried a lady from that river to that side to this side. But you carried the lady all the way up to the 1 mile, you carried her. Because this is the problem. Contemplation means we contemplate. But sometimes he had to do his job. He did the job and then finished. But this person must keep on meditating on it. So that is why this constant meditation, actually the constant meditation has to be there on the Supreme Lord. See, actually the constant meditation is not the problem. On what you are constantly meditating on, this is the problem. So like this, Srila Prabhupada explains how we can, even though he says here, nevertheless, even at the end of his life, by chanting the 4 syllables of name Narayana, he was saved from the gravest danger. What is the greatest danger? Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita. What is the greatest danger? The gravest danger? Yes?
Lust.
Sorry?
Lust.
Yeah. Danger. Greatest danger. Yes. Yeah. See, that's why in Bhagavad Gita, sometimes like we have to be so attentive. Immediately, then Prabhupada says, Swalpam Apyasya Dharmasya. Immediately, we have to, all these things should come into our mind actually. This is the way to read. See, when we see one word, Jaya, immediately the mind should go. Sometimes when you see something, immediately ice cream, pizza, everything mind comes to the mind. The same way, when Prabhupada says, Dhyaya, so Grahaprastha, immediately, see, this is what the way we have to read a scripture like this, we have to read. We are not interested in just like a parrot like, because we have to understand. Yes, first we have to read, first we have to understand, and other things will come later. But at least like by just repeating these things, slowly we will get the interest. So this is so beautiful, because by just reading, repeatedly reading, and then when we say something, Prabhupada says, and Prabhupada doesn't say anything just whimsically. Like why Prabhupada says here? We have to meditate on that. Why when Prabhupada uses the word here, and what sloka he refers, what sloka he quotes, like that we have to increase our thing. Not that you are already doing nice things, but we this is the way. Even if you read one sloka like that or 2 slokas also, no problem. Not that you don't have to read volumes and volumes of cantos you have to read, no need. Even if you understand one sloka, in Gita Mahatmya I say even one sloka, even half a sloka if you read also, that is benefit actually. Half a sloka. Krishna says, there are so many slokas in Bhagavad Gita, there are so many hours in our day. Even one day, one sloka, if we read also, then 2 years will complete everything. So that benefit of reading, nobody can take it away from you. It will come wherever you go. Any day, any birth you take, it will come with you. So what a great benefit actually. Krishna has bestowed upon us. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Mahato bhayat means here, death will come. Death is not a fearful situation. What is going to happen after death? Are you going to progress? Are you going to digress? Digress. Are you going to go down? Getting into the animal species of life. Then, big problem. Then you have to follow the whole cycle only. Cycle, there is no karma business. No? Like either you have to go. Then jalaja, navarakshani, sthavara, lakshaminshadi. Again you have to go, come again to the next level. Very difficult. So that is why having come to this human form of life, we have to take advantage of this. That is why the whole thing, all the acharyas are doing all the, why they are doing? What is Prabhupada's interest in going? We are going to America to get a job or get some, make some money. But Prabhupada didn't have to do that. Prabhupada had everything. He went all the way to just give Krishna Bhakti. Give Krishna Bhakti based on the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Guru Maharaj. So that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very particular. We have to, Bharata Bhumite Manushya Janma Hailaja Janma Sakaha Kari Haro Paropaka. That is our, that is kind of a, it's inside like a ingrained in our system actually. Paropakar. Paropakar is very much needed. By doing Paropakar, what do you get? If you do Paropakar, what do you get? People will exploit you. Material world like that. If you do, keep on doing Paropakar. But Krishna says that differently.
You get the mercy.
Yeah, you get the mercy of the Lord. And your seat is booked. Your seat is already reserved for you. Krishna says. Where Krishna says? Where Krishna says your seat is already booked? Thinking yaidam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. Ticket is booked, isn't it? Is that booked? That sloka? Ticket is already booked. Yaidam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. You will come back to me. We all want to go back. Why are we here? We are here to go back, serve Krishna and engage in devotional service, and Krishna allows them, we will go back. Our interest is not just going back again. Our interest is serving Krishna wherever we are. Our interest is not like we will go there and relax. No, that's not that. We want to, you know, our situation is not like that. Our situation is wherever we are, we want to remember Krishna. We want to serve Krishna. And then Krishna awards something, now enough is enough for you, man. Just come back. Then we go back. So this is by this nature's law is very, very wonderful. By just seeing only, he got attracted. Seeing attracted. So now we have to understand how careful we have to be. There was one Ajamir, one Kanya Gupcha, one small place, and then this the Sudra and Sudrani. But if you go outside, the millions of Ajamirs can come out of this, millions of Sudras and Sudranis. Anyway, I'm not making fun or anything, because so many incidences are there. Like a few days before Maharaj gave the class, when he was mentioning one important point, because this the parents have to be compassionate to the children. When Maharaj made the point, because he said, because our upbringing is a bit different. Parents upbringing is a bit different. Okay, but what the children they are going through is completely different. You are in a complete inner city, Varanasi or Banaras, somewhere you live. And then you didn't go through all these problems actually. Here is completely here. The children are, that is why these samskars are needed. We have to give this knowledge, give the education. And then we have to do all these activities and depend on Krishna. That is important thing. Sometimes like people say, you give this, you give that, you give the knowledge, everything. But everything will work out? No. Because it's individual. You are an individual, your child is an individual. You can give as much as possible. But how much they develop and other things, it depends on the individual. That's why we have to give all the details. And then Krishna also did like that. Krishna, having said the whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is not forcing anything on anyone. All the 18 chapters are spoken. After 18 chapters are spoken, what did Krishna say to Arjuna? What did Krishna say to Arjuna? Yes, ma'am? Yes. Yata ichasi tatha kuru. Krishna doesn't force you. Krishna doesn't have force anyone. Krishna will not force. What is the need? The love has to come on its own. Krishna doesn't mean they want to force actually. Yeah? So that's a yata ichasi tatha kuru. Whatever you want, you do. Then it is up to us. We have to assimilate the knowledge. Krishna, you are giving all these things for my benefit. Krishna is not going to be benefited. Krishna doesn't have any ulterior this thing, any ulterior motive or any hidden agenda from us actually. Our only agenda is to understand Krishna is doing all these things for us. Yes, then Karishya Vachanam Tava. Then he said, yes, I will act according to your instructions. So this is what the expectations from Bhagavad Gita. When you read Bhagavad Gita, when we understand Bhagavad Gita, then we have to act upon the Krishna's words. Act according to the Krishna's instructions. That's what Krishna wants. So here the glories of chanting is mentioned here. The chanting the four syllables of the name Narayana, he was saved from the gravest danger of falling down. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even a little devotional service can save one from the greatest danger. Especially in the case of Ajamil only very little. Beginning only he performed some devotional activities. But the protection what he got is comprehensive. You just paid only a little bit of premium, but the protection is like a comprehensive premium. It's a comprehensive protection. This is, have you seen in the material world? If you pay premium, low premium, then you get low protection only. But here low premium and greatest protection. Ante Narayana Smriti. He didn't even remember the Sastra. Acharyas are saying that he didn't remember Lord Narayan. He didn't remember Lord Narayan, he was remembering Sun Narayan. But Narayan, the name, is so powerful, whether it is Sun Narayan or Lord Narayan, he chanted Narayan, 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 one time Narayan, in a helpless state. That is very important, helpless. Sometimes you know, we also chant Narayan, we also chant Krishna, but we think, you know, like, okay, so this is covered, that is covered, everything is covered. Still, if anything fails, it's Narayan. That type of chanting is not good. We have to depend on that. Like a Draupadi call for Govinda, hey Govinda. He just called once, hey Govinda, and then Lord Krishna says, I am eternally indebted to you. If somebody, Krishna becomes eternally indebted to some person, how he will be attached to that person? That's what you see. The whole Mahabharata is the testimony of how Krishna completely looked after the devotees. Whole Mahabharata is a testimony. Each and every, you can see, any incident you take, how Krishna orchestrated their life, and how Krishna protected them. All this, from the beginning to end, how Krishna protected them. So that is Krishna. So that is why somebody chanting the holy name of the Lord, even unknowingly, jokingly also, they get the benefit. The Shastra is mentioned, even if you sometimes in a helanam, sometimes joking, sometimes in a fearful mode, sometimes different things. Every whatever way you say, that benefit is there. So then why can't we do properly? That's what expected. So we have to start practicing. So it's mentioned here, devotional service which begins with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is so powerful that even if one falls down from the exalted position of a brahmana, he can be saved from the calamities if he somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, there are a few slokas coming. You remember the sloka where Krishna says, Apichetsu Sadhureva Samyak Vyavasitohi Saha. What is the meaning? You have read the meaning? He's thinking, So Krishna says that, this is like a, Apichetsu Duracharo Bhajate Maam Ananyabha Sadhureva Samantavya Samyak Vyavasitohicha. Apichetsu Duracharo. Duracharo means this bad habits. Achara means like a following all the rules and regulations strictly. Durachara means this is all the bad habits and other things. Apichetsu Duracharo. Bhajate maam anani. Sometimes we may perfect bad things, not like meditating on that. Sometimes because of the past habits, because of our Urva Jerva Vasana. Sometimes we have performed so many things. And this we might perform something, we may perform. But immediately we should reinstate ourselves in the position. We say it's a Durachara Bhajatema Ananya Bhag. So immediately we have to put ourselves. Because that is like we can fall down. The situation is we are prone. We are tatastha. We can fall down. But if we can reinstate ourselves immediately, then it's a better position. Because devotional service is so pure, the karmakanda activities, for everything there is some kind of prayaschitta, atonement. Atonement has to be performed. You perform some sinful activities, you have to perform some prayaschitta. But in devotional line, there is that type of prayaschitta is not. Because already prayaschitta is built into the system. When we chant holy name of the Lord, it is completely purifying and it completely is like it clears all this, all the evil effects of this sinful activity. But we have to be very careful not to use that as a situation where I perform this sinful activity and then chant few times so that that is getting nullified. Then that becomes a big aparadha. That is avoided. That should be avoided. But if somebody accidentally commits, that is what Krishna says in the next sloka. Apisech duracharo bhajatema ananya bhag sadhudeva samantavya samyak vyavasito saha. Then he said, kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma sastva santim nigachati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. So Krishna says that. Because we have to reinstate ourselves in our position, constitutional position, and then engage ourselves in devotional service. Because of the potency of devotional service, completely destroys everything. So that way the person will be reinstated. But it's not like again, okay, now we are reinstated Sunday, then again next Sunday, after that I keep on committing nonsense, and then again next Sunday I will reinstate myself. No, not that type of thing. Yes, it is for the material world, there is a danger everywhere. Srimad Bhagavatam says, samasrita yepada pallavam pravam mahapadam punya yaso murare bhavamudhi vatsa padam 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 param padam 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 yatri padanta desham. Everywhere danger only. There is a danger here, danger there. So these problems are there. But the solution is, this solution is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Somehow we have to constantly think of Krishna. It says, in the Prabhupada says in the next line, he says, even one falls down from the exalted position of a Brahmana through sexual indulgence, he can be saved from all calamities if he somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord. This is the extraordinary power of the Lord's holy name. But there's a caution. But it's not like now I have no the extraordinary power of the holy name. Now I'll engage in nonsense and then expect that holy name to kind of wipe away everything. If somebody does that, then that is the greatest, that is a big sin. This nama aparadha. Like we can't do that. Because it is for accident, not the premeditated activities. Because if somebody falls down because of these other issues, that's okay. And then immediately he has to reinstate himself. It's not like something like, today at 8 o'clock I am going to commit this sinful activity, all planned, everything. Then don't think that holy name is full enough to. Because you have to be careful. This is for the accidental fall-down, not the premeditated plan that use this as a scapegoat. Not like, I have this, so I can afford to perform little bit of sinful activities. Then that mentality itself is sickening mentality. We should never think like that. Yeah, accidentally something happens, Krishna knows. Krishna is situated within the heart as Paramatma. He knows exactly what is going on. I can hide from you, but I can't hide from Krishna. Krishna knows everything. What is going on? What all the thought process going on? Even the thought, before the thought comes, how the whole thing Krishna knows. So that is why if we depend on Him, Krishna, please, I just want to remember you. I just want to, this one lifetime, I just want to dedicate so that I become a pure devotee of the Lord. I'm trying, please help me. That is a better prayer than just asking Krishna, give me this, give me that. Instead, ask Krishna, please give me the intelligence so that I can understand you, I can do these activities properly. And then Prabhupada says here, this is the extraordinary power of the holy name. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is advised that one not forget the chanting of the holy name, even for a moment. Where does it say? Yes? Yeah, that is where it is said in Bhagavad Gita. It says in Bhagavad Gita, many places, we should always chant Hare Krishna, always chant Krishna's name. Yes? Man Manabo Mad Bhakto. Yes? Yeah? Yeah, 9.34. Yeah, anything else? Anywhere else?
Satatam.
Satatam.
Yes.
Yeah, tell at least one verse.
Before it's going to last chapter, he told me Man Manabo Mad Bhakto.
Yeah, this same sloka, last line is different. Yes. Yes, correct. Yeah, and Prabhupada quotes this, Satatam kirtayantyo maam etantascha dhridam vrataha manushya namasyantascha maam bhaktya nitya yukta upasase. Satatam kirtayantyo maam. Satatam, we use what is satatam?
Always.
Continuously. Satatam kirtayantyo maam etantascha dhridam vrataha. Dhridam vrataha. Dhridam vrataha means like a very very fixed up. Etantascha maam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya, every day, every time thinking about Krishna. It says also in the Shastra also, Srimad Bhagavatam, etam nirvidya mananam icchatam aputo bayam yoginam nripa nirmitam harer nama anukirtanam. Anukirtanam. Harer nama anukirtanam. Because these are the things he is going to help. Etam nirvidya mananam. Whether you have desire, no desire, this desire, that desire, doesn't matter. But still, if we engage in chanting that is the safest process. Chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the safest process. And that way, that will give you full protection. Ichchata aputo bhayam, all the fear, anxiety, everything will be vanquished because of this. Srila Prabhupada continues there. There are so many dangers in this material world that one may fall down from an exalted position at any time. We see what Ajamil's case. But Ajamil, he did little bit in the beginning, and then after that there was a detour. But you see the situation in the Shastra where we hear about Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur also was allured by a prostitute. We all know the story. But the Khan, he sent this, because Haridas Thakur is getting lot of fame and was becoming famous, so he wanted to defame him. So there was another prostitute came into that thing, but Haridas Thakur was so fixed up, he continuously chanting, let me finish all my this thing, and then continuously chanting 3 days, 4 days, 3 days, and then the prostitute, she became a devotee of the Lord. This is the power of association. Association only. We go and see, that's why we have to be very careful. When you go, Prabhu, we are going and giving association, whether you are giving your association to them or you are taking their association and putting in your life, you have to be very careful. Sometimes when you go and, Prabhu, this is all association, Prabhu. Yeah, association only, but what association? You go and your Krishna Kashi association there, or you want to take their Maya association and put in your life, actually. Sometimes when you go for programs and the house will be well decorated, very, very fancy. After all, it's good. I think better I will also do something. If you have that type of association thinking, then better go, don't go for the program only. Because what is the use? Your thing is, you have to go there, you have to go there, give Krishna. We have Krishna here. We didn't go to their house to get what are the things, how I can improve this, how can I improve this, how can your material situation. There's plenty of things, hundreds and thousands of things to improve our material situation. But how we can improve our spiritual situation? That is what the purpose is. So we have to be careful. Like that is why this association is very, this is a bot. We have to underline the word association again and again. And also Mataji mentioned, anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. Whatever is favorable, we have to embrace. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. Anything is not favorable to devotional service, I am very attached to that, but I have to give it up. This is the problem. Sometimes, you know, what happens? Something favorable to devotion, I am not attached. So we have to take it. But some things, it's not very favorable for devotional service, but we are very much attached to that one. So then we have to give it up also. Anukulyasya sankalpam, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshisya iti viswasa. Krishna is a protector. And Krishna is not just like just sitting there and Krishna knows all our struggle. Don't think Krishna doesn't understand our struggle. Krishna understands our struggle, what we are going through. He knows as a Paramatma. He is trying to guide. That is what he is sending. Acharya says, he is sending the Acharya. He is giving the books. He is giving the association. So depending on what we want, accordingly Krishna fulfills that. That is why the desire is very, very important. What we desire. If our desire is polluted, then accordingly all the things will follow that only. If I have a polluted consciousness,
then accordingly all these things will follow. But if I have a pure conscience, Krishna, I want this, and then Krishna fulfills that desire. Krishna says in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna says, he knows, I give you the knowledge, I give you the forgetfulness, I give you the remembrance. What Krishna says there? Yes? Yeah? Smritir jnanam apohanamscha. Vedaischa sarve ahameva vedyo. Vedantakrit vedavit evacha. Krishna, he only gives knowledge. Sometimes we immediately remember one sloka. Where is the sloka coming from? Krishna only has to give the remembrance. You forget Krishna only. That is why very, very important. If you want to remember Krishna, Krishna won't make you remember. If you want to forget Krishna, Krishna will give you the intelligence so that you can forget him also. For forgetting Krishna also, you need Krishna's mercy. Without Krishna's mercy, you can't forget him also. Krishna, you have to forget Krishna, Krishna has to put one jal, and then you will forget Krishna. That also Krishna will bring up. Krishna fulfills the desires, whatever according to your whatever your desire. So that is why the bottom line is we have to develop the desire, the taste. We have to develop that. So we see the case of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur converted a prostitute into devotee. But in this case, this person became a fall down for the Achami. So this is important. So if somebody has a very their exalted position, but they have fixed up in devotional service. Satatam kirtayantoma. That is why all these things, disturbances did bother Haridas Thakur. Actually, in fact, Haridas Thakur said, I stayed 3 days just because so that you can be delivered. For that purpose only he stayed. So this is the beauty of pure devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada says, there are so many dangers in this material world, one may fall down from the exalted position. Yet, if one keeps himself always pure and steady by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, he will be safe without a doubt. This is the guarantee. But acharyas are giving guarantee, Lord is giving the guarantee. By engaging ourselves in pure devotional service, it is a protection. It is a great protection. By doing this, and this Kali Yuga is very difficult. If I want to meditate, what meditation can we do? All the things, nonsense we have seen, everything comes into it. But instead, use the senses and then engage in devotional service. Because the devotional service is so potent, it burns away all these things. Burns away all these different reactions, different sinful thoughts, everything. This is like that is what the potency of devotional service is. By performing devotional service. So this is somehow or other we have to make this. The sages are given Kale Dosha Nide Raja Astihi Eka Mahan Gunaha Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sanga Paramvali. That many benefits are there. By just chanting the holy name of Krishna can bestow whatever was bestowed in the previous year. Tritaya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretaya Mejato Makai Rapare Parcharyaya Kalota Dhari Kirtana. The Kali Yuga by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Possible. So that is why we have to take extra care, special care, because we don't want to, there are a lot of possibilities that we can fall down. No? It's not like we are a very secure position. No? Difficulties are there. But if we position ourselves like a sandwich ourselves like a, we have a morning program, evening program, thinking about Krishna. Always thinking I'm a servant of Krishna, trying to execute the best possible way, then it's Krishna always protects it. If your thinking is like that, Krishna will give, Krishna's 100% protection is there for us. Then we don't have to fear. Maya will not touch it. But if we think, okay, I am brave enough, now I have already chanted 16 rounds, few days I have chanted, now I have become completely I can do anything and everything, then you should fall. Exalted position. At a Bhava platform you can fall down. What to talk of us actually? We are not in any platform only. We are standing down only. We are not even playing on any platform actually. And what can we do? That is why it's very, very important. We have to do this strictly observe the rules and regulations. Then our protection is there. Acharya's protection, the Krishna's protection is there. And because we are engaged in the service of the Lord and Lord's order, and even if there is a little bit of discrepancy there, Krishna will look after that. Krishna says, Ananyas chintayanti omam, ejana paribhasate, tesham nityabhi yuktanam, yogakshemam bahami aham. Krishna, because you are doing Krishna seva, Krishna karya, Krishna karma. When you are doing something for Krishna, like a government, you do on a government duty, government protects you. Because you are doing something, because you are a government person. If small government can protect you, so Krishna won't Krishna protect you? You are doing some activity for Krishna's sake. Krishna's mission is to reclaim all the conditioned soul back home, back to Godhead. And Krishna's sake, if you do some work, some duty, do you think Krishna is going to leave you high and dry and then struggle here and there? No. Krishna will take extra step and he will protect the person. So that way, the holy name of the Lord will be protecting us. So I'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. There are any Purna questions? Oh, you have a question? Or are you just looking at the verse now? Oh, that's all right. At least now you are looking. Yes, yes, my friend.
I was just thinking, even if spiritual life is not easy, you know, we say that the material life is no hope like this, but even spiritual life is not easy. The devotees quarrel, or the poor sometimes. One of the pitfalls of devotee association is also socializing.
Yeah.
And that is the top social things. And so, I was just thinking, it's not really easy. Yeah, and Krishna's protection also. Sometimes it's not like straightforward protection.
Yes, yeah, it is. See, that is why we have to make as much as possible Krishna centric. Because, yes, what Bhattani says is correct. We go to association. Sometimes when you get we just go, and then depending on whether you are, like as we discussed, whether we are giving association or taking association. Because if somebody is advanced, then definitely we want to take association. There is nothing like, I'm not thinking that I am the greatest person, I'm just only a bestower of association or bestower of mercy. Not, we don't, devotee doesn't think like that. If there is some good quality, that is a devotee is like a, what is this? Actually, this is Annapakshi. The good thing is that we should take it. Good thing for our spiritual benefit. We have to take it. As point taken, yes, we have to be careful. That is why we, the mentality of like, what is in it for me? Like, whether it can be this or that, anything comes, if it is going to the Anukulyasya Sandarbha principle, if it is going to help me in my devotional service, then we do that. But if it is going to be like a little bit detrimental, then we have to avoid it actually. It can be, people will call antisocial sometimes, you know, like you don't go for this, you don't go for that. Sometimes we don't go for any the Christmas office, you know, they call, we have a Christmas party there, come. Sometimes we don't, because we know if there is a some devotional atmosphere there, then it's good. So there's some preaching opportunity, that's good. But if just most of the time drunk and then keep on yelling, shouting, and then there is no point in us going there and sitting there. But at the same time, you know, like there is extra risk sometimes. Like some people do take risk, and that is within that limit, we can take some risk. If there is some way we can give Krishna consciousness, and we have to have the knowledge. Instead of giving our association, instead of we take their association, it becomes very disastrous actually. We have to be careful also. So we this is what we have to, the whole exercise is. But only protection is, because we are trying to engage, whether sometimes very in a perfect way or not of that so perfect way, but still at least we are trying to do something for Krishna. That thinking or that activity we are doing for Krishna, that itself is a purifying. But material world, nobody is doing anything for them only. Atma Indriya Priti only. Okay? So, but Krishna, the devotee, is thinking how I can do this thing so it will be pleasing to Krishna, pleasing to Prabhupada, pleasing to the spiritual master. So that thought process will purify. So there is a protection there. So we should not go to the other extent, it's danger everywhere, here also danger, material life is danger, spiritual life is danger, so then just jump out of the window only is the option. No, that attitude may not be there. Instead, we have to see, yes, danger is there. This is like a racer's edge only, you know? Like spiritual life is like a racer's edge only, you know? Like just small mistake, but material, where is the protection actually? Materialistic life, there is no protection. You have to go through law of karma. But devotee, no, Krishna's protection. Krishna can intervene. Krishna can intervene. I will take, I will indemnify you. Sarva dharma paritajya. Maham ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. But not that, don't think that Krishna is going to indemnify you. I will, now only I will start committing sinful activities. Because Krishna said, 18th chapter, he has indemnified me. So I will do all this nonsense so that Krishna will finally come in. No, that type of thinking. Thinking is, while performing devotional activities, while performing service, there is some flaw, some previous association, some such thing is there, Krishna will protect me. Act that I am willingly doing some nonsense, thinking that Krishna is going to indemnify you, then that is a very biggest, big apraga.
But Prabhu, sometimes what happened is, even somebody is a devoted to Krishna, sometimes they confront with some of the very hostile situation, that subdued kind of the sortier mood. For a time being, it comes down. Why would this happen? If the Krishna is his protector, see all the time he should protect and keep our bhakti alive. But why then still this devotee face some kind of
you are questioning Krishna? Are you what is your question?
That is why I experience.
No, what's your question?
My question is why sometimes devotional life is fluctuating because of the
fluctuating because the devotee is fluctuating. Because see, Krishna's protection is always there. But Krishna says if you just immediately reinstate yourself, but then Krishna's protection is there. Krishna is there to protect the devotee. But there is a sometimes what happens, you know, like if you commit offenses, because of the offenses, your progress will be checked. Then we may not get association for some time. It is possible. We have seen in our life, in our association, in our society, we have seen sometimes devotees, they come, they perform devotional service and then they pick up something, some argument, something, so then they go away. But that thing is go away means it is a kind of a temporary go away. And then Krishna will remind you. Krishna will give you. Somewhere you will go and somebody will say, hey, something you will come say. That Krishna makes all the arrangements. Provided we show our sincerity and seriousness to Krishna. You don't have to show your sincerity and seriousness to the whole universe. You don't have to give a certification from everybody, oh, this person is a good devotee, that person. No need to get the certification. Instead, we show our seriousness. Krishna, I really mean it. I really want to do this. And I committed this offense. Please see that is the greatest way of asking forgiveness from the Lord or forgiveness from the devotees. So that way, we will be reinstated. Easily. Because when the devotee doesn't keep grudges, see, the devotee should not keep grudges. I don't say devotee should not keep any grudges. Because if you keep grudges, then we are goes against the grain. Like thinking that we are part and parcel of Krishna, they are servants of Krishna. Why should I keep grudges against any other person, for that matter? So we should not keep grudges. But it requires lot of this thing. Oh, he did something for me. We have to start forgiving. Krishna has forgiven us. The acharyas have forgiven us. The other devotees have forgiven us. The other devotees have somehow put up with us. So let me do this little bit of austerity and then we'll finish. In this end of this life, we go back to Godhead.
So it is because of our
aparad
sometimes?
Yeah, no, because sin is okay. See, there are two things we have to understand. Sin is understandable. Aparad is more dangerous than the sin. Sinful activities are okay. Sometimes you perform sinful activities. I'm not saying, the Prabhu said sinful activities, so that's why I'm performing all this. Don't quote me. Sin, compared to sin and aparad, sin is better. But aparad is again that will kind of Atimata, like this is life, all the creeper of devotion, that will be affected. So that we should be careful. Okay, anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Anyway, we can discuss it. If we have further, we can discuss. Otherwise.
So that is the reason that material life also sometimes become very hostile to us and.
Not sometimes, all the time. When the material life is not hostile, you tell me. When you get something, somebody is envious of you. You do something, somebody is ready to drag you down. So, material life, that is why if somebody thinks material life is, spiritual life is difficult, material life is impossible. You think spiritual life is very difficult. Yeah, difficult only, but material life is impossible. You go outside, people are like trying to exploit only. At least here in devotion life, devotees know. Yes, these devotees are here. We have to serve each other. We have to look after each other. That mood is there. Where is the mood? The mood outside,
cutthroat mood actually. You go outside, you see, you are seeing the world, like a cutthroat mood, like how we can drag this fellow down. At least devotees are like, they are very careful. Because if I commit some activity, sinful activity, then I have to suffer for that. Karma, all these things they understand. So that gives us an impetus. Like, I don't want to perform. I already am suffering so much because of my past sinful activities. I don't want to add to the list. So that thinking is there. So that is, that way it will protect you. Thank you very much. And if we have, we can discuss offline. Kratarashi Madhavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.